This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading with purpose, with information to digest, this is the DJV Experience, bringing you a good day. It is Friday the 27th, last Friday of the first month of the year 2017, and look at how much fun we're having. Good Lord, all the things around us that we can talk about and think about and work through. This has been National Spouses Week. Perhaps you celebrated National Spouses Day. The focus on married women and their husbands and married men and their wives. 38% of married women think their hubby is sexy. 57% of husbands say that they think their wives are sexy. These are the top five reasons Americans appreciate their spouses. In general, think about how this fits into your category. Victoria's got a spouse. Jennifer's working on it.
I'm working on a spouse.
Well, it's for all practical purposes.
I thought spouse meant married.
You're there. I don't think so. It doesn't mean. It just means the person you're committed to. Is there a formal definition that somebody wants to check out?
I always just assumed it meant husband or wife.
Yeah, I thought that was the same thing as husband or wife.
I don't know. Jennifer, you want to read?
Spouse.
A husband or wife. Considered in relation to their partner.
Okay.
Synonyms. Life partner, mate, consort.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So here are the top five reasons Americans appreciate their spouses, according to the survey that is a part of this National Spouses Week. You want to do number five to number one? We can do that. How about the big-voiced announcer? Jennifer, you ready for this?
Oh, gosh, I would be happy to, sir.
Well, yesterday we did the five things that annoy us most about our spouses. So this is
number
not
one was not listening, right?
Yeah, today's right, I think it was. Yeah, okay, yes, today's the positive day. Go ahead.
Number five.
My spouse is supportive of my goals and my desires. 48% of the spouses, male and female, said that was the situation with them and their spousal relationship.
Number four.
My spouse is smart. 50. Why would you think?
Except when you argue.
Yeah, you're wrong. 52% of those who were surveyed said that their spouse was smart. I don't know whether smarter than they are or whatever, but anyway, keep going.
Number three.
My spouse makes me laugh. 56% of those surveyed said, how can you have a relationship? That's one of the great things about where I am or have been. The laughing that goes on. We have such a great time. We just laugh and laugh and
so
laugh.
So important.
Oh. Some of the silliest things. My God. All right. So anyway, 56% said it is important. Very important. Okay, Jennifer.
Number two.
Number two. I can be myself around my spouse. How in the world could you live with somebody and not be yourself, not be who you are, no matter who you are? Is that my right or not?
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah. I guess some people feel like they have to kind of fake it, put on a facade.
You can be sure that won't last.
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah, the chick is going to be up at some point.
That's for sure. Okay.
Number one
of the top reasons Americans appreciate their spouses, 60% said that their spouse was a hard worker. So that's good. It's good to think that your spouse is a hard worker. All right, from this survey also, the top five most surprising spousal insights. This ought to be good. All right, you want to assume the position again, Jennifer?
Oh, boy. When you say assume the position, I get nervous.
Oh, come on.
Number five.
My spouse is a slob.
Ooh.
17% said that the person that they were with committed to was a slob. That is, they don't do dishes, they don't do their clothes, they don't clean up messes on the floor. I wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes. I'm not a clean freak, but I am not interested in messes. And maybe there are people listening that will smile when they hear that, because I do sometimes pile my clothes on the chair or I do, you know, stuff like that. But
I feel like every man needs a chair in the bedroom because it just becomes it just becomes the dream.
Women use workout equipment as a closet. Men use a chair.
Apparently, I saw some comedian tweeted about if you wear clothes that aren't clean but aren't dirty enough to go into the laundry, they go on the chair.
Oh, yeah, totally. They're like, okay. Maybe we can... Yeah, they're just right on the brink, basically.
I have a chair right next to the closet. It's perfect for that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Jen.
Number four?
Between the two of us, okay. I'm better looking than my spouse. What moron thinks that? All right, anyway.
What?
9%.
Hello?
Obvi.
9% said that. Okay, keep going.
Number three.
I wear the pants in this relationship.
Hello?
Excuse me. 13%. I said that was the case. Keep going.
Number two.
My spouse gets on my nerves.
Hello?
44 again.
Why is that surprising?
Well, it's not that it's surprising. Why would you stay in a situation where your partner got on your nerves? Well, who wants to be
living with someone for, 50 years?
Yeah.
They're bound to get on your nerves. You just have to get through
that's
it.
That's why
take a vacation.
There's house A and there's house B. Not everybody can do that, but
yeah.
Anyway,
number
go ahead,
two.
Jen. We did number two. That was number
I'm
two.
I'm sorry. Number one.
Number one. I love
you
my spouse.
Talking too much. I get losing my place.
This is the one of the. This is the most surprising spousal insight. Number one. I love my spouse, but sometimes. I wish I were single so I could experience dating again.
Wow.
It's so funny because when you're single, the last thing you want to do is experience dating again. But I guess maybe you get a little nostalgic for it. It makes your blood pump a little.
Yeah, you always want what you don't have. I think that's pretty much all it is.
Take a deep breath, Doug. Let's see. And this survey also this week for National Spouses Week, husbands think they're more helpful than they actually are.
Oh, that is so true. Oh, my God.
44. And the worst is when they actually do something, they
Wait
have to tell
minute.
You about it. Like, you know what I just did? I just took out the trash.
Yeah.
You know what I just did? Cooked meals your entire life.
Right.
Ooh, listen to that. That's angry.
No, but it's funny. Yeah. It's funny.
44% of husbands say that they evenly split the household chores with their wives. Only 26% of the wives are the same.
Right. That's a big discrepancy on what half means.
Oh, God. It all focuses on, again, relationship. What is the old expression? You can't live with them, you can't live without them.
Mm-hmm.
And does that go for both sexes, husbands and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends? Can't live
probably.
With them.
I think it was God's cruel joke to make the bulk of us heterosexual.
Well, you
right?
know what God's cruel joke was? Menopause. Does that sound like that? And I think both men and women would admit to that. Don't you think? Really? Well, you haven't been through it either of the two of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
It sounds, I mean, when you hear bad stories.
What about your mother?
What did
your
terrible.
Mother say about going through menopause?
You know, I had never actually thought about menopause until you've mentioned it. And it's
really?
Sort of, and so I asked my mom, and my mom said she was one of the lucky ones. She didn't even know she had gone through it. Her doctor
what about
was
you,
like,
Jen,
oh,
Jen.
Congratulations, it's over.
With your mom?
My mom had, like, some issues. Mostly she would just have hot flashes, but she was fine. I mean... Yeah. Look, I know that it's worse for some people than others, but you know what? We all have stuff to get through.
Yes, we do. And let's call the world of radio 15 past the hour. The situation on an airplane where the folks admitted to a child that had a problem with peanuts and what happened to them up next here, 15 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com, sleepforlife.com.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Okay, here's the story of the Bloom family settling into their seats on a flight from Philadelphia down to the Turks and Caicos. Two airline employees ordered Dr. Bloom and her husband and the two children off the plane.
Uh-oh.
And she said to the Blooms, your luggage has been removed already. Captain's orders. The problem is that Dr. Bloom had informed the crew that her two sons had nut allergies. She said, quote, we have our medicine, we brought our own food, we're comfortable on the plane. And she said when the flight attendant came over and said, you have to get off the plane, well, I offered to sign a waiver. Nope. So they were off the plane in 2 minutes.
Wow.
The spokesperson for American Airlines, nothing special in the air, said these decisions are left to the pilot, to the captain, and he determined it would be best for the family to get off the plane because of the allergy.
Were they serving peanuts?
No. There were no peanuts on the plane. So
That's really dumb. The
captain's rationale. And some nutbird in the PR department at American actually went public with this, was he was worried about diverting the airplane if somebody got sick from eating nuts. Okay, so how many people bring nuts onto the plane to eat themselves? And who is
probably
more nuts?
A couple. I mean, there are a lot of people who will bring, like, a snack with them. But I mean,
on every single airplane that flies, there are people that would do that. I've had a snack. I buy a peanut because I happen to like the peanuts. I've just thought about this. I when I go through the airport, like I'll do tomorrow, and I did last Saturday, and I do once a week this time of year or more, I always go into the Hudson News, and I buy a bag of peanuts, a bag of cashews, and their mixed trail thing because I think it's the best of that stuff you can get anyway. I know it's I've got a piles of them at this house and at the other house because I think that they're good. And those are in the bag on the plane with me.
Yeah.
Nobody's, you know, collapsed or died on the plane with my bag of peanuts up overhead. This is ridiculous. 21 minutes after the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
John, one of the most creative musicians on the planet today, in my humble opinion, strikes again. The play after the movie, usually it's the other way around, isn't it? A play first, then a movie, but with The Devil Wears Prada, it's not that way. Hitting the stage as there's a Broadway adaptation of the story, and the music is in the hands of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Elton John and playwright Paul Rudnick. I don't know anything about Paul Rudnick. Who can tell me about Paul Rudnick?
I don't know either, actually. Find out what he wrote.
When it comes down to deciding who would undertake the writing of the song, the producers say the choice was pretty easy. This is, by the way, the movie came from a New York Times best-selling book. Remember the movie with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway?
Mm-hmm.
Emily Blunt was in the movie, too, as I remember.
Yes, she was great in that.
A graduate, an aspiring journalist. The young lady's name in that Anne Hathaway played was Andrea. Tries to make her way working for a miserable son of a gun, or worse, woman of a gun. I don't think women can't be son of a gun, right? Got to be woman of a gun.
Well, you could be the daughter of the gun.
Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, reimagining The Devil Wears Prada for the musical theater is exciting, says Elton John. I'm a huge fan of both the book and the film. And obviously, when you look at his garb, he likes fashion as well.
Yeah.
So he's sinking his teeth, as it were, into this very popular movie. And it was a good movie. I thought it was a good movie. Meryl Streep showed her acting. But I think Anne Hathaway is quite good. I also think Emily Blunt is quite good. She's really had expansive roles, different kinds of roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good
Emily
for her.
Blunt, I think she got a lot of nominations for supporting actress for that movie. She was really a standout. That kind of launched Emily Blunt's career into mainstream strategy.
Was she married to Kratzikosis by that time?
John Krasinski? No, they weren't married yet.
Yeah.
They weren't married yet. I think they were just dating, maybe.
That's what I'm checking out.
Make him sound like he's a condition when you eat raw chicken.
Yeah, I know, right?
Look out for the Kratzikomunkies. Okay, let's see what's going on with Nickelback these days. These are the Canadian rockers. Signed a new record deal with BMG. What is BMG? Do you know?
That's a label that's been around forever.
British music group.
The big man's group.
Right. Yeah, big man's group. Okay. So if you're a fan, you'll be happy that the frontman Chad Kroeger and his bandmates are currently in the studio working on their ninth studio album. They have sold 24 million albums, 34 million digital downloads just in our country to date. They have five top five albums on the charts. Number one album in 2005 was All the Right Reasons. Okay, so somebody fill me in on Nickelback, because I don't know that much about them. I know we've talked about them on the air, but I don't know much about their music.
They're sort of, I would say there's no other modern band that is made fun of more than Nickelback.
Why are they people
making
fun of them?
I don't know why.
You know,
where did it start?
I don't know. I mean, I remember, like, when I was a lot younger, it was sort of, you know, we would tease anybody who liked Nickelback. And my little cousin is a sophomore in high school, and he just got in trouble for making fun of another kid in the class and saying he likes Nickelback. So it's literally spanning the generations of making fun of people for liking Nickelback. I know they've sold 24 million albums. I've never met anyone who bought one of them, though, or one
I think
someone
I have
who would
one.
Admit it.
I think you've met this girl. Yeah,
oh,
I
really?
Think I actually have one. Yep.
Jennifer has one.
Yeah,
all right, good for you, Jennifer.
When they came out.
Wonderful. Oh, my God.
I'm representing.
Everybody loves Jennifer. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercise for senior dogs. As your dog heads into his senior years, he may not be able to run as fast, jump as high, or have the stamina he once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for guardians to understand their dog's limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can also be due to decreased heart function. So it's important to work on an exercise program with older pets and your veterinarian at the same time. And start out gradually. You know, sometimes we look at our dogs and we don't want to admit they're getting older, a little gray around the muzzle, not as quick as they were. So that 2-mile jog for you may be okay, but it may not be okay any longer for your 10 or 12 year old dog. So watch them carefully. If it looks like they're struggling, if it looks like they're having difficulty, it's time to stop and increase a new exercise program with less effort. I'll more next time.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
At the hour now, Friday on the radio and elsewhere as well. You can find us, the DJB Experience, Good Day, all that good stuff at DougStefan.com. You can also find us at Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, CRN Digital, Radio America. I was going through this with somebody yesterday. Matter of fact, it was one of the new advertisers that we have, and he was amazed. Wow, you're heard in all those places? Yeah, I think he was most impressed with the fact we had our own channel on TuneIn, which is, I guess, fairly impressive, isn't it? Are you ladies impressed that we have?
Yeah, I like TuneIn. I have the TuneIn app in our car, so that's how I hear. Yeah, that's
so you should be listening to us all the time when you're in the car.
That's all the time. I do.
I mean, every single moment you're in that car, listen to the exploits of all of us on the radio. Here we are, exploited. One of the things that I do every week is this ag show, American Family Farmer. I find it interesting to look at. This is part of kind of the, this is a microcosm of the whole country, the anger that's on this side, the anger on that side, and even in the farming community, where you would think that we all, because there are so few of us, those of you who don't know, I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, been around cows all my life, and they're part of my passion. So in determining who or what I was going to vote on or for in the election, the position that the candidates had on farm issues was very important to me. And so I'm very opposed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership for the reason that the big farmers want it. And so here's the split. As Trump announced this week that we're going to kill the Trans-Pacific Partnership and we're going to probably gut NAFTA, then the big farming, the big commodity, the big, the huge agribusinesses got all tweaked up. The American Farm Bureau represents the big farmers, and the National Farmers Union represents the small farmers. And it's like they were crying, it's like the Civil War. The Marginal Line is Pennsylvania Avenue. Office for NFU is on one side of the street, and the office for the American Farm Bureau is on the other side of the street. So the American Farm Bureau is pushing the agenda of the big, big, huge agribusinesses, and the National Farmers Union is pushing the agenda to save the family farm. And you've heard me say, probably, ladies, I think any number of times, that if we were to adopt the Trans-Pacific Partnership in its form, its present form, it would be the end. Not a problem, but the end of family farming in America. Everything would go the huge conglomerate way, and that's what the big guys want, but that's not what America wants. The local boers, the people that buy the milk from me and the produce from the guy around the corner, pick their own raspberries, go pick their lettuce, see where the stuff is grown. Those people want to see where their food comes from. And frankly, I want to see where my food comes from. And I don't want it coming. And there are a number of ways of doing that. One of them is just to put labels on food so you can find out.
Right.
But why is that such a big deal? You can't get that done. American Farm Bureau doesn't want you to see where the food comes from. The big guys, Monsanto, they don't want to see where, they don't want you to know where the food comes from. So here we are with this conundrum, and yet another group at odds with one another, and we all, because there's so few of us, only 2% of the people in this country make their living on the land anymore. So
what do we do?
And this is where you see so many of these splits, and people throw their hands in the air. What do we do? And it becomes a posturing of who's got the most money or who gets the most airtime. So, you know, it's this whole business about what's right and what's wrong. And what's right for you may be wrong for me. And that's just the way it is. I don't know how to fix that stuff except to talk to people, try to convince them with facts and logic that if you have something like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it's going to be bad for the food supply, for food sources. Do we care about that? We ought to. A lot of us don't, but I think we better be really
more and
thinking
more
seriously.
More people are caring about it,
though. Yeah, I
mean,
think that's
when you
why
look
it
at,
is.
There's so many polls out, and millennials especially care very deeply about their food sources and buying organic and non-GMO and things like that. And that's, you know, as millennials get older and start to have kids, that's going to be an even higher priority for them.
Right.
So I think it's great. More and more people do care.
Yesterday, when I was out, we went to tumble class, Megan and Miles and I went to see him in his tumble class.
I just pictured you tumbling for a second.
I know.
It was fun. So afterwards, we went to this little restaurant over in Atwater, Jennifer. It's on the other side of the five. And there's a cute little village that's been gentrified, and it's full of granolas and, you know, what we would have called hippies, yuppies, a lot of millennials. It's just a neat little village. So they've got this outdoor cafe, and you can go in and get your own little sandwich and soup and pastries and things like that. And as we go about making our choices, wherever we go to eat, the main priority for Megan is to make sure that the food is wholesome, locally grown, and natural/organic. And she won't go into a place. She won't shop at a place. She won't feed her son or her husband anything that isn't from that ilk. So to sort of support what you're saying, Victoria, I do think more and more people, and it isn't just quote unquote educated people. I mean, educate yourself about what you eat and where you go to dinner with your friends. Do you pick your restaurants where you go to dinner with your friends from the group of restaurants that serve the kind of food that you want? And you're right, you can get it, and more people are expressing themselves that way.
Mm-hmm.
But do you stay true to it, or you just sometimes do, well, it's out of the way, not convenient, I'll do it this way this time? You know, it's really something to keep in mind, especially if you have children and you're trying to teach them. There's so much influence from things that are, you know, the look at the ads on these TV programs that kids watch. All the sweet sugar cereal. Mommy, mommy, I want to have chocolate.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. And I'll tell you, the one thing, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk, so please slap me around if you think I am. One of the things Megan and I have talked about a lot is what I know from doing the research about what happens to children when you expose them to the screen mm-hmm. before their minds are completely molded. Miles doesn't know what a television is. There's a screen in his house, but it's never on, so he doesn't pay any attention to it. When they were in England over Christmas, he was in the house with a couple of Megan's friends' children, and they had the TV on, and he didn't know what it was. And so, you know, you think about it, he's so into it. There's a posting on the Facebook page of me reading a book in a restaurant to Miles. That's what he wants to do. He says, we were riding the back seat of the car yesterday, book? He's now talking. He knows yes, no, book, legs. He's talking. He can count to five, all that stuff. So he wants that. He wants to have that. And I don't say that just to sound like, as I said, a braggadocio, but you can do it. You can make sure that the influences your child has or your grandchild has are the things that will make sure that his or her life will be happier and healthier. And that's what we want for our children, isn't it? I mean, that's back to the condition of the farms and what kind of food we want, all of that. It's all based on self-preservation or the preservation of the people we love. That's how we make those decisions. Yes, isn't that? Would you both say that that was the case?
Absolutely.
In your choices?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we go over to Bob's Big Boy, but we all have eggs and...
I mean, think about what we order at Bob's Big Boy. Yeah. I've been there. Right. I've been there a million times. I've never actually ordered a Bob's Big Boy combo.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like I think even when you're in a place where it's not the easiest to make bad choices. I mean, there's still good choices to make.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But
it's
make
interesting.
Them. Think about them.
It is interesting. Like I'm in New York City, and
you'd be
hard pressed now to find farm raised fish on a menu in New York
mm-hmm.
City,
mm-hmm.
and that is just because so many people educated themselves and made requests. And when waiters go back to the chef night after night, is the salmon farm raised or is it wild? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's the business that the consumers have demanded. We don't want farm raised salmon, which is mm-hmm. gross in my opinion. And mm-hmm. farm-raised catfish and all the other stuff. And tilapia is just the worst. That's the bottom of the barrel fish. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the worst. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know that, you know, the more we educate ourselves about our food supply, the influence that we have on businesses and restaurants, it's
yep.
great.
Yep. Well, that's why consumerism is as good as it is, and capitalism
yeah.
is good.
Right.
And with all we've learned this week about what's in the salmon, the sushi, you never eat another piece of raw fish in your life. And if you're smart, you won't. Just don't touch it. Cook it or don't eat it. That's it, unless you want to get sick. Bottom line, you get sick. There's I'm going to sort of finish this conversation off. We've been back and forth about spousal stuff and families and that sort of thing. There's a new study out today that shows that girls may start believing the boys are smarter than they are in their first 6 years. There's a scientist told children a story about a really, really smart person and then asked them to choose who's the smartest person based on photos of men and women. Most of the 5-year-old girls and boys said that their own gender was the smart one, but 6-year-old girls were less likely to pick a photo of a woman.
Hmm.
A lot of the girls also didn't want to play a game that they were told was for really, really smart children. That's not good. That's not good.
Whoa, that's not good at all.
At all.
So that's when it all goes downhill, is at 6 for us girls, huh?
Jeez.
Yeah. Be careful. All right, 44 past the hour. The story of Henry Winkler and some other TV news up and coming next year.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, 47 after the hour. By the way, sort of mix the food and TV report together as we were talking about food and healthy food and that sort of thing. Oprah Winfrey apparently is getting into, inspired somewhat by her Weight Watchers thing and all the focus that's been on her as to how she's maintained her health. She's now getting ready to start a food line, which will include ready-to-eat meals. So, I mean, the Oprah, it's a dinner with Oprah.
I didn't know that she was the one behind this, but yesterday I got an email from Weight Watchers saying, hey, we have this new service now that will actually ship food to you, and there are all these prepared meals, and you can order them online, and it's like $8 for dinner, $7 for lunch, and $6 for breakfast.
Really?
That's a good deal. I mean, girl, you can't go out to the grocery store and buy ingredients and make yourself a meal for that much.
That's what my mom and I were saying. That if you start like totaling it up, you really would probably either break even or save money.
Maybe it's better to eat at home anyway because you don't know what the restaurants are telling you. They can tell you that the food they're serving you is all of this stuff, but you don't know.
Well, it's all cooked or isn't. Butter, and there's always deliciousness in there.
All right,
a diet.
The story of Henry Winkler being told on 60 Minutes, I believe, this coming weekend, the Fonz, Henry Winkler, living a wonderful life. He had a tough life. His parents, you know, were Holocaust survivors. And he talks about that, but then he makes fun of his new front teeth. And the success, he's been producing a lot of TV shows. And he's apparently, his wife thinks he's so handsome. Isn't that sweet after 38 years? He's so handsome.
Anyway, I love him.
He's the best. He's a very likable guy. All right, Jen, what's on good tonight?
Oh, how about NBC tonight? If you're needing to escape from the week, Grimm is in its final season on NBC, and it's still doing pretty well. I mean, it's become a cult favorite. The show after Grimm on NBC is an interesting one. It's called Emerald City, and it's their take, NBC's take on a dark twist on The Wizard of Oz. It features Dorothy, Toto, all the characters in a little darker situations. That's on NBC at 9. If you're wanting some new shows on Fox tonight, Rosewood is new, followed
by
Sleepy
Hollow.
That's
a good show, by the way.
Yeah.
I like Rosewood. It's a good show.
And I actually like, you know, I do a lot of Shark Tank watching when I don't have big plans. That's on ABC, so you can check that out brand new tonight. 10 before.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria, Jennifer, and Kara with a focus on the weather. The travel segment, normally Pauline Frommer. The last couple of weeks she's been traveling, so she wasn't available to do the program when we were on the air. But I did find something in nosing around this week. I find it pleasurable, in fact, to spend time, and I do it more in California than I do when I'm on the farm in Massachusetts, because I feel like I have the time, or I just take the time to kind of analyze what it is that we're all seeing, feeling, and experiencing when it comes to things that we can share in common. And certainly the weather is one of those things that we have in common, that we share and we concern ourselves with. And the thing that the most commonality of this is that you can't do anything about it. You can just live with what there is or learn how to live in it. And I'm going to talk about how some people have learned to live with weather conditions that are kind of unique in a moment here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. We'll consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
All right. So here's the situation with a lot of people, especially since the beginning of the year and the wild weather. I heard somebody say Noah ought to have built his ark for last year because of the flooding in the lower part of our country. So bad. Do you realize that in the last month and a half, the country has suffered over 18 billion dollars worth of damage because of the weather, the flood loss, six times greater this past year than in the year before. And the really sort of, if you go back to August, Victoria, the deluge in Louisiana, there's $10 billion of damage there alone. And then the Matthew was the hurricane was named Matthew, right? Yeah, in October.
Mm-hmm.
And that did a billion or so dollars worth of damage to these sort of same areas.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, these major storms that have intensified. Even last week, there was a tornado or a couple of tornadoes that blew through parts of Mississippi. And then people come back to the global warming debate and the challenges that are posed by the weather and try to figure out whether it's climate change or just what Mother Nature does. And this is like so many other things. We're not going to find an answer to it because people are not going to agree on an answer to it. There's no definitive work on either side that says this is the way it is, because it isn't. Every time there's something, and this gets back to our earlier discussion of science as well, every time there's something that comes out that seems to have logic wrapped around it, something else happens that seems to make that logic illogical. And so you go on and makes it tough. I wouldn't want to be in business in some of these areas. Man, with the flooding and then there are the wildfires that have been caused by earthquakes. All of this stuff. Imagine being in the insurance business as much as anything else. Now, I'm just giving you food for thought because of all of these things that are going on in the country. These are things that we can't really do anything about other than move away from, you know, go live in... Where
do you go?
You live?
I mean, look at Italy with all the earthquakes.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Yeah, no, it's part of the, I think, the readjusting that the Earth is doing. Mother Nature, don't mess with Mother Nature. Food for thought.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.